Exiled in Scotland. Hello, I'm Kay Ritchie and Drumbeat FM 106.2. A couple of weeks ago, Graham Burgess and I went through to Edinburgh to speak to Carlos Arredondo, a Chilean singer-songwriter exiled in Scotland. On the 11th of September 1973, there was a military coup in Chile. Armed forces bombed the Moledo Palace. Dr. Salvador Allende, who had become president when Popular Unity won the election in September 1970, was killed. Popular Unity militants and supporters were not safe. They were imprisoned and tortured. Many disappeared. Many others became exiled in foreign countries. Carlos Arredondo was one of those. From Lima in Peru to London, and from there by bus to Scotland, he came with 300 other Chileans. He had no choice. Yet he arrived with an outgoing and positive attitude. As he tells us, he was young and unmarried. For those who came with families, the experience would be very much more difficult. In the first of three programmes, Carlos tells the story of his arrival in Scotland and his experience in Drumchapel.
My name is Carlos Arredondo. I am from Chile. I have been living in Scotland for a long time. I came to Scotland in 1974. Since then, I have been doing many things. For example, I married, have two children. They feel very Scottish. My wife is Italian. I have studied English. I have learned many things here. I went to university, for example. I graduated about 2 years ago. I've been involved in many cultural activities. People know me a little bit because I am a singer, been singing all my time in Scotland and doing things, giving talk about Chile, Latin America, all over Scotland. I came in, as I said, in 1974. I think I came just about Christmas time. It was very rainy. There was, I can remember, when I arrived along with other 40 people in a bus. It wasn't very impressive, the city at night, in the winter time, and it was not very impressive to see a lot of drunk people. But that was a very good sign for me, because far for putting me off the city, I feel at home, because the part of Santiago where I come from in Chile, there was always a lot of drunk people. So I feel at home. I was one of 3,000 Chileans legally allowed to come to Scotland as political exile, refugee. And although 3,000, about in a period of time of 4 years, perhaps from 1974 to 1980, about 500 Chileans ended up in Scotland to live in many, many places for Scotland, but concentrated in places like Glasgow, Edinburgh, Stirling, Falkirk, and other regions or places in Scotland. Most of us came, some of the 500 people who came to Scotland were young people, married couple, so there was a lot of people. So in my case, most of the people were received in many houses at the beginning, people who were involved in solidarity work, and most of us ended up in particular in houses belonging to people, flats. But then as the time passed, we were able to organize ourselves, and the solidarity group, working in the framework of the Chilean Solidarity Movement at the time, began to make inquiries in order to provide with proper houses, especially for families with children who came, families with 2-3 children. There was an opportunity for some of them to go and live in Drumchapel. In my case, I was single at the time. I'd remained living in with people that time I didn't know. But then there was one house in John Chapel that was allocated, if you like, for people like me, single people. So I took the opportunity and I went to live there. An inch flat drive it was. Not far from, I think there was a little school from there. My memory of those days of John Chapel was, well, to say that logistically it was very far away from everywhere, unfortunately. But I have very good memories of that place. The people that living at the time there were fantastic. Because I think at the same time we were trying to be nice. That was not our home. Scotland was not our home. So I think it was very important for us to be first. We have to show who we were. And who we were. For the people of the chapel, I think many of the children who arrived there, the only thing that they didn't have with them was the English language. But there were a lot of professional people, highly motivated political people. And it was thought that also we could provide also with what we know, with our own experience. And perhaps to provide the people of the chapel that here there were some foreigners from South America who could at least share hope in the life. I was a worker in Chile, always I was a worker. I work in a guitar factory. You can see how I have done my improvement. I live in a very nice house. But always, I was a worker. I worked for many years in a guitar factory. I live in very poor places. And therefore, for me to relate to the people of Ranchaba was something normal. I think I could, no problem. But many Chileans were not like me. Some of them were middle classes, were leftists, if you like. But some of them were already professional people who had already an economical status in Chile. And some people were involved, were university teachers, professors, or whatever. And we tried as much as we could at the time to relate as much as we could with the people of John Chapel. I have very good memories of my neighbors who were there at the time. We used to go to a school and to learn proper English, if you like, conventional English. But as soon as you left the school, what happened? People spoke almost in another language, and especially in a place like John Chapel, people speak almost, they speak English, but also they have their own way to speak, like they do in Spanish, in my own barrio in Santiago. You know, this language very much part of our culture. It should have been interesting to have been also taught straight away some of the slang, so for people to communicate. Well, for many years, many children, there were several people who began to move, but not because they were in Chapel, but also not to move from Scotland, but some of them began to move towards London. Unfortunately, London is a magnet of attraction for many Chileans. There was a lot of concentration of Chileans there, so they could share a common ground, if you like, for anything. I remember until recently there were some people still living there in that chapel, and I'm sure quite happily. If somebody will ask, why did you come to Glasgow or to Scotland? Well, because among the people organizing the Chilean, the 3,000 Chileans in London, there was a Scotman who was very much part of the Chilean Solidarity Campaign, Gordon Hutchinson, a man who I remember very well. And he said at the time, some of the children should go to Scotland. And Carlos, you should be one of those, because you like music. At the time I play guitar, and the Scots love music. They love music, and they're very musical. I was very impressed with London. But I was pressed at the same time to leave London, like many Chileans, because a new solidarity campaign had been formed in Glasgow. However, I decided to come to Scotland, and I think, looking back, I feel that I was rewarded. I mean, more than rewarded by the decision, I think. I'm feeling very happy in Scotland, I think. And to know the Scottish people, and to realise at the same time that now I know that in Chile there is quite a lot of Chilean Scots living there. So, but this is one of the experiences of what we finished here. Did I answer the question?
No. You did.
Carlos Arredondo was talking to Graham Burgess and Kay Ritchie about his life in Drumchapel. In our next programme, he will be telling us about the situation he left behind in Chile and his views on Pinochet, now held here awaiting extradition to Spain.
Debo cantar bonito, ya que tengo que hacerlo. Debo cantar bonito, ya que tengo que hacerlo. Le canto al que pide trabajo y amor, le canto al que sufre en alguna prisión. Le canto a mis hijos y a mi compañera. Debo cantar con el alma, ya que vive intranquila. Debo cantar con el alma, ya que vive intranquila. Pensar que yo tengo y otros no tienen. Pensar que estoy vivo, qué suerte que tengo. Por eso no olvido a los que han caído. Debo dar alegría, el canto me sirve para lo importante, denuncio lo malo del género humano, me convierto en bala con voz y guitarra. El canto me sirve para lo importante, denuncio lo malo del género humano, me convierto en bala con voz y guitarra.
Exiled in Scotland. Hello, I'm Kay Ritchie on Drumbeat FM 106.2. Graham Burgess and I went to speak to Carlos Arredondo, a Chilean singer-songwriter exiled in Scotland. In the first programme, Carlos spoke of how he came to live in Drumchapel. In this programme, he talks about why Chileans who were exiled in Scotland found it hard to settle and believed they would soon return to their beloved Chile. Giovanna, his Italian wife, also tells of her time in Drumchapel and of all the kind neighbours and friends they met while there. Carlos talks of why 3,000 Chileans came to Britain, why 300 came to Scotland, of what happened in Chile in September 1973, of his campaign to find out what happened to two Scottish Chileans who disappeared and were forgotten under Pinochet's regime, and of what he thinks should be the future for Pinochet.
I mean, most of us thought that perhaps our adventure in Britain was going to be a short one. Of course, our adventure in Dunchapel was going to be a very short one. But it was not to be the case. So it was extraordinary when in Glasgow, in Dunchapel, being a single, being a very happy by nature, an unhappy man by nature myself, I used to visit a lot of houses of the children in Dunchapel. And there was one common trait for all of them. None of them tended to decorate their houses properly, to try to give a proper home, and because they wanted to, you know, they always thought this is not my place, which is I always feel that it's a pity, because that was their home, even if for a month, for a week. And I remember I had to have impressed my wife, today my wife, because with my wife we live there, my Italian wife. When I invite her to my place in Dunchapel, an Italian with all the way we can imagine, and I took her very proudly to Dunchapel, to my room, and she was impressed that my little room was very well decorated by myself, and I prepared a meal for her, and it was fantastic. But most Chileans, especially family, there was no tendency to, you know, to decorate their houses or to make it a real home. Because there was a psychological thing, I mean, they were thinking that one day they were going to be back, you know. It was a pity because the houses at the time, they were very, very, very good, you know. But that is one of the things I remember. I took my wife to, at the time with my girlfriend, to Dunchapel, I mean, to see, to introduce my Scottish neighbours, and so it was beautiful.
I'm Giovanna, I'm Carlos Arredondo's wife, but I call myself with my own surname. I've been using it all my life, and Scottish people had to get used to that. I'm a teacher of modern languages at Stevenson College, and I used to live in Dunchapel. I lived there with Carlos for a few months after I came back from Italy, after my first staying in Edinburgh for the 1 year that I arrived here in 1976. So the memories I've got of Dunchapel are the ones of our life there and our friends, most of them Chileans, some of them Scottish, and very nice ones they were, especially our neighbours downstairs. They were particularly fond of Carlos. There were people involved in many campaigns, yes, campaigns of solidarity with Chile and Latin America in general, and they were a great support to us. They used to invite us round for drinks, and we had long chats and everything. As you can imagine, in those days our English was even more basic than it is now, but we always managed to communicate and to get a great deal of warmth from them.
Why the Chilean came to Scotland and exile? What happened in Chile? Well, what happened in Chile was a terrible human disaster instigated by a man, in this case, called Pinochet, that everyone knows about now in Britain. And, well, he was the instigator of a very bloody coup d'etat in 1973, remember that I came back to Scotland in 1973, 11th of September, there was a coup d'etat, which tried to stop a proper government in Chile, led by a man, a socialist man called Salvador Allende. Allende, which I was a supporter, and most of the people who lived in the Chapel, of course, tried to do very deep reform that we thought were going to have wide implication for our culture, for our political life, culture, education, So there was, in a sense, a peaceful revolution for the Chileans. But the right-wing people in Chile, very powerful one, supported by the CIA of the United States and supported by many other government, right-wing government around the world, could not afford to have this type of revolution taking place there in Chile. But the revolution, again, insisted, it was not a type of revolution of the Mexican Revolution or the Russian Revolution or the Cuban Revolution. It was a revolution taking place by under the law, if you like. People was voting in order for this revolution to take place. The revolution consisted of changing many economical mechanisms that were not right for the people, for the poor people, for the majority of the Chileans. So that process only lasted for 3 years, when it should have lasted for 6 years. So because of that, the ferocity of the coup was such that people were frightened, and we know this is public dominion. Many people become to disappeared. In recent year, myself, I've been in Scotland. I've been now with Pinochet being here. I've been trying to find out what happened to two Chileans who have a Scottish ancestor, a Chilean called MacLeod, a Chilean MacLeod, and a Chilean woman by the name of Stuart. Certainly those know they're Scottish. There are Scottish people. Among the 3,000 people who disappeared in Chile, there is a MacLeod, Juan Rodrigo MacLeod, and this Maria Stuart, clearly Scottish. And I feel that myself, being a Chilean living here in Scotland, I should be looking into their cases with particular attention, because they're forgotten in Chile, and they're very forgotten cases, and that is a pity. That I should find out more about that. And now, especially now that Pinochet is here in Britain, people here in Scotland, we should be asking them. And I had the opportunity, in fact, I was in London recently, and I managed, believe it or not, to speak for 20 minutes. I managed to hold on of the more ferocious defender of Pinochet in Britain, a Scotsman from Shetland, Norman Lamont. I told him how on earth a Scotsman was defending a criminal like Pinochet. And I explained then, because I took my Scottish flag to London, to say, look, I took my Scottish flag because I live there, I feel I am a Scottish myself now, and I would like to let you know that among the 3,000 people who disappeared, there are two Scottish surnames involving, a MacLeod and Stuart. And I think it's Pinochet is responsible for that. And you, if you are a friend of him, ask him where the bodies of those people are. So we can tell perhaps the relative of them here in Scotland, where did it, those children were not extremists, they were young people. Rodrigo MacLeod was an actor in Chile. And Maria Stuart was a student. So that's more or less the idea why this thing happened, and is everything have to deal with ideology, if you like. That is why we arrived here. But the Chileans still feel that the Chileans are very formalist people, very formal, and with a great sense of citizenship, of democracy, entrenched in our culture and psyche to be. And all of a sudden, that thing was lost by Pinochet. And that's why we ended up in Glasgow. We had the opportunity to, the Labour Party allowed to come at the time, the Labour Party then, not the type of Labour Party of today, I must be clear about that, at least allow 3,000 of those children to come here. But the Labour Party then was forced by the United Nations to receive Chileans. And most of those Chileans now, although 3,000 have been back in Chile, the only one who remained, people like me, who perhaps, because we were single, and my wife decided to marry me. And we love Scotland, so we both decided to remain in Scotland. Chile today is a very capitalist society, more capitalist, I suppose, than Scotland itself. Every bit of Chile has been sold. Every bit of Chile has been sold, either to the rich Chileans, very rich Chileans, called Jaguares. That's the name given to the rich people, Chilean. A bunch of very few economists who have been directing the Chileans, but the vast majority now, they have to be content to feel that they're Chilean, but with a Chile that doesn't belong to them, if you like. That's my own view. We have many Chileans, and Chile will say the opposite, but I think, as I told before, I received Chilean television here myself, so I know exactly what's going on in Chile. Well, my idea, this is my own idea, my personal idea, that one of the day Pinochet will say, I am ill, and then in order to go back, so because he, that's what happened to many people in the Mafia, for example, and in other places, and they, I am ill, so they go out and say, you know, and the guy, although it's, you know, so one of the day he may, because of the only option in order to go back to Chile, he may say, I'm ill, you know, and he's, how old is he, about 70 or something? I think he's very young, he's still young, it's because I think the recent statistical in Chile, I think the life span of the Chilean is very long now, more than 70. So he, still today, it can be related to be a young person, if you like. 85, I think, is a Chilean, the 80s, you know, but still is very lucid, you know, and very powerful. Very powerful man. The only thing that I want him to be trial, and he must respond only to 3,000 people who disappear, where they are. He's responsible. He had never admitted that nothing wrong had happened, so it's arrogant, and the arrogance was never part of the character of the Chileans. And so I think he must respond to that. It's important that at least he's spending some time on a restricted basis.
Carlos Arredondo was talking to Graham Burgess and Kay Ritchie about his life in Drumchapel and what he left behind in Chile. In our next programme, Carlos will talk about the influence his experiences have had on his music.
Por su mar.
su queja y dicen su cantar son que ceja. La reja es solo un trozo de metal. La reja es solo un trozo de metal.